At the Farm Progress Show 2012 in Boone, Iowa, actually at a Monsanto event. With me is Kip Tom of Indiana, who talked about his experience with a new product that eventually is going to be released here by Monsanto in 2014. So you've been kind of field testing this for them, the field scripts. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Cindy, field scripts, I guess that name just came about here in the last few days, but we've actually been beta testing this service, this product, on DeKalb seed on our farm for nearly 3 years now. Mm-hmm. We started out with a few acres the first year. This year, I think we're probably somewhere between 14,000 and 15,000 acres. We have a high degree of confidence in its performance, and that's why we kept growing the acres that we covered every year with the product.
Now, you're very technologically advanced as far as a farmer is concerned, and you're an early adopter. And one of the ideas with this is it uses the newest technology. It uses iPads, and you get the prescription downloaded right there onto your iPad and then use that right in the cab of your tractor, right?
I tell you what, we've been using it on GS2, GS3 monitors. I do know they're coming out with the iPad. We ran some of those this past year. So I think you can run it on a variety of platforms with that red planter, the white planter, or the John Deere planter. So they've built it so it can be used across multiple equipment platforms very easily. Our planter operators, we basically go out and load the prescription in the computer, or we give them the thumb drive with it, and is what we've been doing in the past. But this new technology of using the iPad and getting it wirelessly is really going to make it easy for the producer to use.
What do you see as the greatest benefits then of FieldScript?
Well, the greatest benefit is the additional yield we get. I mean, hey, let's face it, producers, we're trying to get every bushel we can out of an acre and try to differentiate our business against anybody else around us. But at the end of the day, you know, we need to drive more yield home to benefit those global consumers and put more money to our bottom line.
Explain a little bit more about how it works.
Well, it's very complex, and it would really be hard to reverse engineer. But first of all, they look at all the shape files or all the different data points that you have on your farm. It could be nutrients. It's going to be harvest results over a number of years. In our case, we've got 8 or 9 years built in there. It could be field drainage. It could be irrigation. You could talk about your agronomic practices. Is it rotated? Is it dry land? And then it comes into play as soil type. So Monsanto knows the algorithms tied with each one of those variables and with a certain genetic line and can tell you what variety to plant on that field and write the script to change it through the field to maximize yields on that field.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at Farm Progress Show with Kip Tom at a Monsanto event, I am Cindy Zimmerman.